From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
What up, home slices? It is the PDGA Radio News for the week of July 26, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. Coming your way this time, national tour results from last weekend's Minnesota Majestic. And professional disc golfer Todd Branch has some tips for success for the amateur players competing at this year's World Championships next month in Des Moines. Yeah, all 500-plus amateur players at that event. And we'll talk with Sweden's Jonas Luff about the Stockholm Open and the state of disc golf in Sweden, plus a preview of this weekend's Rumbletown Open in Milwaukee.
And how many of your local players would you say are PDGA members?
Less than one per thousand. There are not many.
So don't touch that mouse. I mean, after all, didn't your mother tell you, keep your hands off your mouse? It is PDGA Radio News, and it's sponsored by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
The national tour was in the Twin Cities last weekend for the Minnesota Majestic. Results right now, beginning with the Masters Division, where Jim Myers and Brad Hammack were all tied up after regulation. They go into a playoff, and ba-boom! Hammack sinks his putt. He's going to be your winner. Jim Myers, second place, and the ubiquitous Andrew Back takes third. To the Women's Division, where Carrie Burlogger had to fight off a resurgent Courtney Peavy of Georgia, but she keeps her at bay, wins this one by a stroke, does Burlogger. Peavy, second place, Leslie Herndon takes third. Now, to the Open Division, where Barry Schultz, the world champ, was tied up after three rounds with Minnesota's Tim Miguel. What would happen? Well, I'll give you one guess. Yeah, Barry Schultz takes off in the final line. He's going to win this one by three. George Smith of Missouri sneaks up and ties up with Gill for second place, and that is how it went down at the Minnesota Majestic. Coming up, we'll talk with Sweden's Jonas Luff, but first, the 60-second clinic. This week, professional disc golfer Todd Branch has a hot and happening tip if you're an amateur player headed to the World Championships in a couple of weeks. There will be more than 500 AMs competing at this year's World Championships. Everybody wants to win, but I would suggest that those who do win will be taking heed of this sage advice.
For the upcoming Worlds, for the amateurs, because we get to watch amateurs play a lot, and in a multi-round tournament, the biggest mistake that I see amateurs making is trying to turn drives that aren't birdies into birdies by trying to make long putts or just trying to do amazing shots when what they really need to do is just play it safe. I mean, if you make a 50-foot putt and save yourself one stroke, that doesn't really offset missing that 50-foot putt and then missing the 40-foot comeback and then missing the 30-foot comeback from that in losing three strokes. So mostly it's seven rounds at Worlds, and the guy that does well probably isn't going to have tons and tons of birdies. He's just not going to make a whole lot of big mistakes. So my advice, if you want to do well at AM Worlds, is just every round, just play smart. Don't take big risks. If you're in a lot of trouble, just get yourself back out to the fairway and take a bogey. Don't turn it into a double bogey or a triple bogey or even worse by trying to make some amazing shot that just doesn't go well. And don't try and put in super long putts. Just give it a chance to go in, but make sure it stays close to the basket. And in over seven rounds doing that, you probably save yourself 20 strokes, which is a whole lot of positions at AM Worlds.
Todd Branch has been a touring disc golfer for the past 5 years. He's also a former PDGA competition director. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. In the big picture this week, we turn our attention across the pond to Sweden. This weekend, it's the Stockholm Open in Stockholm, Sweden. This is Europe's largest event of the year. And we wanted to talk with tournament director Jonas Luff about this event and about the overall health of disc golf in his home country.
Jonas Luff, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Thank you.
You are the tournament director for the upcoming Stockholm Open that's happening this weekend. Before we get into that and some more about disc golf in Sweden, let's learn a little bit more about you. Tell us first how you got involved in disc golf.
It was back in 1979. I saw the first Stockholm Disc Golf Open and I got interested in the sport. And I have been playing since then. And also organizing tournaments in the early 80s.
So it was actually a tournament that that got you excited about the game.
Yeah, I think so. It was one of the main reasons I got involved.
And how long have you been running the Stockholm Open?
I have been tournament director since 1996, but I have been involved in the tournament as staff people since 1983, I think.
I was lucky enough to be at the Stockholm Open in 2002, and one thing that really impressed me was that it was an exceptionally well-run event. Where did you learn how to run such a good tournament?
I have learned the long way, the hard way. I've been organizing events since the early 80s, so we have learned. I'm not the only one. We have a staff of about 10 people, and they are all of them are very experienced. So we have learned the long way.
Let's talk about Järva Disc Golf Park, which is the main disc golf course in Stockholm. I understand you have big news, big things going in there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, hopefully the open air cafe that is on Järva Disc Golf Park will be removed and replaced by a house, a new house that will be built on the same place. It will be a 1,700 square feet house with a restaurant and disc golf shop, an office, and conference rooms.
That sounds like a huge and expensive project. This is a pay-to-play course, and my question is, do you have enough players coming through there on an annual basis to pay for a project like this?
Yeah, hopefully. It's about 30,000 players per year that plays on the course, and it will be enough money to finance this project.
And in a U.S. dollar equivalent, how much does it cost to play around at Järva Disc Golf Park?
It costs about $4 one round.
Very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
Jonas, give us an idea of the disc golf scene in Sweden in general. How did it build, and what's the situation right now?
We have about 75 courses, and there are two courses that are pay-to-play courses and that are leading the development of disc golf. It's Järva Disc Golf Park, and it's Disc Golf Terminalen in Skellefteå. Disc Golf Terminalen is led by Thomas Ekström. He's a former top player, and so they have put a lot of money into the ground to get a very nice-looking course.
And people are playing it?
Yeah. They don't have as much people as in Stockholm, but they got enough money to get the course better and improve every year.
Jonas, over the past, I'd say, 5 years or so, the folks at the PDGA have been hearing more and more from the non-North American players that some of them feel that the PDGA doesn't really serve them and their needs. What do you think about that? Is the PDGA an important part of disc golf in Sweden and in the European Union?
Not really. Not today, but maybe in the future. We don't have had that much cooperation through the years, but we will have started to improve this year. But it's in such an early stage, so it's hard to say how good it has worked or what can be made better.
What, in your mind, could the PDGA do to have an immediate positive impact on your disc golf operations?
Help us find more sponsors. That's what I can think of right now.
And how many of your local players would you say, what percentage of those players are PDGA members?
Less than 1 per thousand. There are not many. So I think it's about 20 PDGA members in Sweden right now. So it's mostly for the top players that's going to the States.
Well, I think that right there tells me that the PDGA has a lot more work to do to get more international players in the ranks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope we can work more closely with you and the other disc golf leaders in Europe and the other international clubs to bring that about. Let's talk a little bit about this weekend's event, the Stockholm Open. Tell me about that.
It's the biggest event in Europe, and we will have about 150 players this year. And the favorite will probably be Jesper Lundmark. He has played good last time. And runner-up as favorite is probably Max Källström. He hasn't played that good this year, but hopefully he will find his play this weekend.
And on the women's side, I'm assuming it's either Niloufar or Birgitta who will be the front runners.
Yeah, it will probably be Birgitta. She has played best this year, so I think she will win pretty easy.
And I know you've had some of the top U.S. players over there in past years. What about this year?
No U.S. players, or I think there will be someone, but no top player.
Well, Jonas Luff, we do appreciate your time this week. We hope the event goes terrific for you this weekend, and I personally look forward to having you show me your new building that's going up in the coming months.
Thank you.
Jonas Luff is the tournament director for this weekend's Stockholm Open in Stockholm, Sweden. We reached him at his home in Sweden's capital city. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. Over the past week, the touring pros have been making their way from Minneapolis to Milwaukee. The event this weekend is the Rumble Town Open. And for the past 16 years, the tournament director has been Joe Weinschel.
The Rumble Town actually started. Our first event was when we moved our disc golf course from a Brown Deer Park in Milwaukee to Dretzka Park on the other side of town, and that was 1991, and we ran small events up until, I think, 2001 is when we decided to try to go to the bigger eight-tier format, and we've been doing that since 2001.
And who are the defending champs this year?
Well, this year, coming back, I'm not sure. The defending champ in their open divisions, Barry Schultz, who blistered last year, won handily over Aaron Wild, and he'll be back in the open division. Pro Masters, Brad Hammock, won very convincingly last year, and I believe he would be back this year because he had a great time last year. And the women's division, Leslie Herndon, won with a very small field.
Dretzka Park shows up on a lot of players' top 10 course lists. If I'm coming here for the first time, what kind of course challenges can I expect?
Pretty much, I would say, two-thirds of the course is open-type holes, rolling hills, not a lot of elevation, with four or five very tight tunnel shots where if you're off the fairway, you're basically in trouble. So it demands a lot of different types of golf shots that I think challenges top pros right down to recreational players.
And Joe, what makes the Rumble Town unique among the Super Tour events this year?
Well, I think the most unique thing, Brian, is the skins match, which we initiated 2 years ago, and that is a match where four top players, based on the four best individual rounds from the long tees of the tournament, qualifies for our bonus skins match after the event. And we start with a purse of $600, which is a sponsorship from myself and Sandy Point Disc Golf Ranch. And then the four qualifiers will pick doubles partners from a raffle box that all the rest of the players buy into. So, in a sense, the players are helping to sponsor this little bonus skins match, and last year actually bucked up $1,000 additional to the starting 600, so they played six holes of skins for $1,600.
And anyone, even a junior player, is eligible to get in on that.
That's correct. And this year, anybody standing at Tournament Central all weekend long or after the third round Sunday can buy raffle tickets and hopefully get a chance to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience playing with one of the top players in the country.
Joe Weinschel is tournament director for this weekend's Rumbletown Open in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We reached him at his home in Milwaukee. So, this weekend, July 31st and August 1st, a great time to start warming up for Worlds, and here are some great places to do just that. In Columbia, Missouri, it's the Mid-America Open. That's a great one. And in College Park, Maryland, it's the Calvert Open. Durango, Colorado, hosting the Animas Valley Open. And in Stockton, California, it's the Frying Pan Plus. Fossil Hill, Tennessee, hosting the Fossil Hill. And in Orchard Park, New York, the Chestnut Ridge Open. Cedar Lake, Indiana, it's the Indiana State Championships and the Region 7 Championships in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Plus, Albany hosting the Simpson Summer Slate. And in Govan, South Carolina, it's the TPC at Stillwater's Farm. Plus, the Wildcat Hollow Open in Bainbridge, Ohio. The Sturgeon Full Moon in Ann Arbor. Check the whole list 24/7. PDGA.com/comicus. If you have been paying attention whatsoever, you're now aware that the door has closed. And registration is now complete for this year's Pro-Am World Championships in Des Moines, coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, that's bad news if you wanted to get in and did not. But the good news is this will be the largest gathering of disc golfers in the history of the sport. Yeah, it's going to be so cool. Over 900 disc golfers will be there in Des Moines. And regardless of whether you're playing or not, we hope to see you there as well, because this will be one event that will be remembered for many, many years to come. And finally this week, since we've had a bit of an international slant to this week's show, let's talk about the non-North American players who are scheduled to be at the World Championships this year. We have confirmed 8 Swedes, 2 French, 18 Japanese players, 1 German, and 1 Dutch player. And also on the international front, PDGA competition director Dave Nesbitt is in Finland this week for the board summit of the World Flying Disc Federation, also known as WFDF. Mr. Nesbitt is there to not only build relationships among the different Frisbee folk, but also among the international community. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of July 26th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Please visit our sponsors, Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com. And until next time, keep them in the fairway.